10:55, a theme park in Southend has chosen the good weather to announce a ban on blokes roaming around with their tops off. Adventure Island says it's trying to make the park more family-friendly. So what's your view on sunburnt man boobs? I didn't write that, by the way. Should action be taken to stop men from parading their chests? Or is this an overreaction? William Hansen joins us, etiquette consultant, who gladly has got a top on and a Mac and a scarf, and I'll be tweeting a picture very shortly. Good evening. And alongside William is Sonia Poulton, journalist and broadcaster. William, to you first of all, what's the etiquette in public shirted attire?
Well, if you're in public, you keep your clothes on. It's a fairly simple rule, but sadly a lot of people seem to be getting it wrong.
And even when it's 30 degrees and it's sweltering?
Yes, and I think this theme park, to be honest, should put up a sign all over the park saying it's not that hot and neither are you. I think people are getting very, very sort of egotistical and thinking, well, of course everyone wants to see my body. Oh, look at that, isn't it gorgeous? And actually, no, we don't. Put it away.
Sonia?
Oh, come on, it's so snobbish, isn't it? Do you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of keep banning things. I'm really sort of the school of live and let live. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. And the truth is that this whole idea that it has to be more family friendly. Children don't care about things like that. It's adults judging other adults, such as William. Although I have to say, what he said was really, really funny. But, you know, aside from that, you know, let's stop judging each other and just let people do whatever they want to.
But I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I don't know about you, but I don't really, if I go to a theme park, then want to get on Tornado or the Big Dipper or whatever it is and sit against a seat which some man has sweated against, and now pressing into my lovely cotton shirt is his sweat. It's not particularly hygienic.
Yeah, but William, in all reality, when was the last time you actually did that?
Well, he's got a point, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that I don't think that is the point, though, because it isn't a hygiene issue. It's a real snobbish reaction. That's what it is. You know, people who take off their tops and display these man boobs are seen very much as quote unquote chavs. They're not sort of seen as, you know, sophisticated people, and that's what it's about.
Because they're not showing sophistication.
But when did you last get sophistication at an adventure theme park, though? That isn't the place that you're going to get that. And what it is about people just having a really, really good time. I mean, the thing is, when was the last time, William, that you complained about these women who were like in a state of undress at theme parks? Because there are plenty of them.
Oh, no,
I
think that's disgusting as well.
Oh, you do?
I'm completely indiscriminate with my disgust.
Oh, well, do you know what? That, at least you're equal in that, which is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I'm an equal opportunity.
Is that your suspicion here, Sonia, just briefly? Is that your suspicion that you think this is sexist, in other words? That's what you're saying?
No, my suspicion definitely is that it's snobbish. That's what it is. It's about a sort of class issue more than anything else, really.
And you personally, as a woman, you don't mind if you see a big bloke, a big old unit, not an athlete?
Not at all. You know, the thing is, that's all part of our culture. I've grown up with that. I'm sort of, you know, it's no issue to me at all. I just want people to have a good time and stop judging each other and just get on that ride and enjoy it.
And you do go to theme parks, just to confirm, and you do have a good time, but you've always got a scarf or some kind of neckerchief.
Yes, we're always in a jacket.
Excellent. William Hansen, etiquette consultant, and Sonia Poulton, journalist and broadcaster, on the latest ban that's coming to Adventure Island in Southend, where men must attend with their tops on or else.